here in beautiful Portland, Maine on a brisk fall day here at the 2017 Synergent Technology Workshop with Mr. Brad Dahlman from ProfitStars. How are you, Brad?
I'm great. Thank you for the time today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You were presenting this morning talking all about CECL. So what's going on? What's the latest with this this issue going on?
Yeah, so CECL is a regulation, stands for Current Expected Credit Loss. Mm-hmm. So it's a change in the way that credit unions need to reserve for problem loans in the future. Mm-hmm. It's a forward-looking indicator about what expected losses will be in the future, as opposed to the current methodology that looks for past losses.
Okay. So what are the benefits of CECL? Obviously, it sounds like it's a more proactive approach, I'm taking it?
Yeah, you know, it's really meant to be a proactive approach to identify future risk, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, sometimes you see in investment guidance, past performance doesn't indicate future behavior.
True.
You know, you don't want to necessarily drive it through the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to understand what's happened in the past, but be able to look forward down the road and anticipate those challenges, mm-hmm. economic conditions and other sorts of things that could affect your overall reserves. It's actually a FASB, a Financial Accounting Standard Board item, so it's been approved by them. There's also an international standard that this largely mirrors. So the rest of the world is all moving in the same direction, and it's really about creating a consistent set of financial results that accurately predict future credit risk.
Okay.
And with credit risk being the number one risk in financial institutions, it's really important to get right.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's connect the dots to the credit unions, but I think you just connected them there.
Yeah, and we don't want to have a repeat of 2008-2009 where we weren't forecasting our losses appropriately, mm-hmm. and we went through a meltdown in the financial crisis.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Big bank side, then the credit union side, obviously.
Yeah, that was not good times. No. Not good times at all. Hey, and you said in your presentation, it replaces all ALLL.
Yes.
Can you explain that one?
Yeah, so the current approach now is allowance for loan loss and leases.
Okay.
And that ALLL, as I said, looks backwards at what your losses have been, mm-hmm. to determine what your future losses should be. But in the new CECL regulation, the current expected loss based on the portfolio, you're going to bring in your portfolio, you're going to bring in your loss history, mm-hmm. you're going to bring in information from a shared pool of information that's going to look back over multiple economic cycles, mm-hmm. to understand how the pool and how your individual credit union reacted in different economic scenarios. And then we're going to be able to put forward future economic scenarios based on the forecast,
wow. okay.
and be able to determine what we expect losses to be going forward. Mm-hmm. So it's a much more sophisticated approach.
Yeah.
Over 80% of financial institutions today do their credit risk analysis via spreadsheet. And in the new world, it's going to require a lot more inputs, a lot more analysis, a lot more outputs.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the solution that will meet your needs and accurately predict your losses and be useful for your organization going forward is really the change.
Okay. And what can credit unions do in the meantime with this? Is this something they need to adopt, or what do they need to do? What are the next steps for credit unions?
Yeah, great question. The FASB has a staggered implementation timeline, but for most credit unions, the adoption date will be 2022.
2022?
Yeah, so it's quite a ways out.
Yeah.
But what you want to do now is you want to understand your needs, start evaluating what solution providers might be able to give you the solutions that you need, mm-hmm. and you want to start capturing history. Okay. You're going to need to, you know, regulators suggest at least 3 years worth of historic data by the time you go live.
Okay.
So if you work backwards from that adoption date, it's time to start capturing data in 2017,
right now.
2018, starting to, we talk about CECL in three big C's, the alliteration. Collect the data, mm-hmm. correct the data to make sure that it's accurate and complete,
mm-hmm.
and then correlate your data to your loss history.
Okay.
And so you need to start that collection and correction process now.
Right, okay. Good words. Anything else to add on this to wrap up here?
No, you know, the one thing I guess I would say with our solution, you know, we are unapologetic in the fact that we have a sophisticated solution and calculation that we know will meet regulatory needs. We also have the easy button. So we have connections directly into the EPSIS system, for
okay.
those of you that are EPSIS clients out there, so that you can do a power on report to automatically extract the needed elements to put into the system.
Right.
So we're trying to make it easy for institutions to start the process of collecting and correcting their data.
All right. Well, you heard him. Start now, because it's 2022 is going to be here before you know. It's kind of like the EMV thing when we were all preparing for it for years and years. Now it's come and gone. This is going to be the same thing.
And it's not going away.
Right.
It's not a government regulation. It's a FASB. There's an international standard. It's required. So it's outside the purview of our government, President Trump. Nobody else can remove this regulation from us. It's on its way. You need to find a way to comply.
All right. You heard him. All right. Get to work. Brad, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.